It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
There is no better time of the year than September, October. Two of my favorite, you put them together, two of my favorite months of the year. My birthday's in October. High school football's in full tilt. College football kicks off. Halloween happens. By the way, that's my favorite holiday. And it's just the weather, well, I would say the weather cools off, but we live in South Georgia, so maybe it does sort of cool off. So anyway, it is my favorite 2 months of the year. I would say October, September, like I count that as one, right? Like it kind of rolls into one another because of the season. July is also up there with me. I like the month of July. My son's birthday is in July, 4th of July. And typically we get away at some point in July for a little bit of a vacation before high school football season fully ramps up in August. So yeah, it's a good month for me. Like I said, high school football full bore now. So we're going to review scores. We're going to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We'll preview some games. We'll talk college football games as well. Also going to talk a little bit about Michael Penix. And what to expect from him now that he's been cleared by the Atlanta Falcons. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so there are lots of big-time games that are going on this week, but before we get into those, I want to talk about some of the games that happened last week. Big-time games happening. So, you know, why don't we just review scores? And yeah, there we go. See, they're starting to get it. Scores means beds. Fantastic. We're getting there. All right, so last week, Pinewood Prep, Savannah Country Day. Pinewood Prep blasts Savannah Country Day. The transition over to the GISA not going very well for the Hornets. 52-13, they go down. Bullock Academy and Tatnall Square. Boy, Bullock looks good. 48-14 winners on the road over Tatnall Square. Mount DeSales over Pinewood, 21-6. The Pinewood Patriots off to an 0-3 start. Deerfield, Windsor, and Frederica. What was a defensive slugfest. The Knights could not find a way to score. They go down at home in the Bloody Marsh, 6-0. George Walton and Valwood. Valwood blasts George Walton to the tune of a shutout, 38-0. We'll see Valwood and Frederica coming up this week. Tift Area and Dominion Christian. Dominion Christian 54, Tift Area goose egg. Savannah Christian and Bethesda. Look, I picked Savannah Christian to win this game. They're a good football team. Bethesda, they've been the number one team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in the last couple of weeks. But I still thought that since Bethesda, GISA, taking on a GHSA, a very good GHSA in Savannah Christian would come out on top. They did not. Bethesda beat them. 32-28. Bethesda comes out on top. A really surprising score here. Appling County and New Hampstead. We're so used to Appling County just being a powerhouse. New Hampstead is one of the better programs in Savannah. Appling wins the game, but they win it 7-0. Another defensive struggle. Swainsboro and ECI. Look, I came on the air last week and I told you Swainsboro's a good team. I told you I really liked ECI. They were playing the game in Twin City. I didn't think Swainsboro would go to Twin City and win the game. Well, they did. 28-21, Swainsboro comes out on top. Camden and Glen Academy. This might be the best version of the Camden County Wildcats in a very long time. They had Glen Academy at home down at Chris Gilman in Kingsland. They come out on top 42-13, blasting the Red Terrors. Lowndes and Harris County. Lowndes throws a shutout 38-0. You might see them entering the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Richmond Hill and Liberty County. A little bit of a rivalry game, didn't turn much into a rivalry. Richmond Hill destroys Liberty 42-7. Howard and Valdosta. Valdosta at home, 56-6 winners over Howard. Bradwell and Wayne County. I came on the air and I said this. I said, look, Bradwell looks really good so far. Wayne looks better. And I told you that game's being played in Hinesville. Flip a coin. You didn't need to flip a coin. Bradwell blasted Wayne County. 65-14. Bradwell put up 65. We're going to find out how for real Bradwell is this week. They got to pay a visit to Valdosta. Tift and Effingham, really good game. I thought Effingham would come out on top. They did not. Tift found another way to win another game. This one close. 25-22. Tift on top of Effingham. Johnson of Savannah and South Effingham. All of a sudden, South Effingham, they look like they could be serious contenders in that coastal Georgia / Augusta region that they're in. They blank Johnson of Savannah 39-0. Maybe South Effingham is for real. We'll find out. A team that we already know is for real, the Coffee County Trojans. They welcomed their rival, the Ware County Gators, over in Douglas, and they took them down convincingly, 27-7. Beat them by 20. Northside and Mays. Mays, 23-9 winners. Northside's got a tough one against rival Warner Robins this week. Veterans and Trinity Christian, 35-31 veterans winners. Hebron Christian and Benedictine, 48-17. Benedictine comes out on top. They've got a big game this week. They'll be hosting Camden. Jenkins and Calvary Day. Calvary Day, 30-13 winners over a good Jenkins team. Burke and Statesboro. The game was played up in Womack. I told you I thought Burke would win a close one. It was the other way around. Statesboro wins the game, stays undefeated, 29-22 winners over Burke. Statesboro starting to make a case again in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Peach and Jones County, Peach 42, Jones County 19. Perry and Dublin over in Dublin. Dublin winners 41-20. Northeast and Warner Robins, two really good football teams. Warner Robins in a squeaker, 21-20. East Lawrence and Southeast Bullock. Southeast Bullock gets the job done. Rebounds from the Statesboro loss, 26-20. Windsor Forest and Tatnall. I thought maybe Tatnall would win the game. They didn't. Windsor Forest, shocked me, 31-21 winners. Dodge and Lamar. I expected Dodge to go up to Barnesville and take care of business against Lamar County. They did, 30-13 winners. Lanier County and Brantley. I thought Lanier would win the game. It wasn't close. Lanier didn't win the game. Brantley did over in Nahunna, 26-6 winners. Pierce and Brooks. I told you that would be a really close game. It wasn't a really close game. Pierce, 47-25 over at Brooks County. Toombs and Vidalia, big-time rivalry game, but those two programs right now on completely different levels. Toombs, 44-6 winners over their rival in Vidalia. Early County and Berrien. Berrien, 35-12 winners. Cook and Bleckley. Bleckley, Cook had a big win last week. Don't forget that, but Bleckley took them down 34-19 this week. Maybe the stunner of the week. Jeff Davis rolled over to Homerville and put a whooping on the Clinch County Panthers at their place. Jeff Davis beat Clinch in Homerville 42-7. You heard me right. Bryan County and Portal, I thought that would be close. I thought Bryan County would find a way in the end. They didn't. Portal wins by two touchdowns, 28-14. Rabun County and Metter. Metter goes down 27-23. Miller County and Atkinson County. Miller 51, Atkinson 25. Charlton and MCA. MCA now off to an 0-2 start. Now trying to circle the wagons are the Buccaneers. They go down to the Indians 25-7. 0-2 for the Bucks. Mitchell County and Hawkinsville. Mitchell County went to a good Hawkinsville team and beat them 30-26. Claxton and Hardyville. I sat here and I told you, there was no way that Claxton was going to win that game. It wasn't going to happen. Hardyville was going to go over there and they were going to win. Claxton beat them 32-12. Twiggs and Central Tobotten. Twiggs 34, Central Tobotten 12. Monroe and Colquitt. Colquitt a 52-0 shutout over Monroe. Savannah and the Islands 18-0. The Islands over Savannah. And Groves and Brunswick. Brunswick put a 63-0 butt whooping onto Groves. Those are your scores from this past week. There's going to be some new entries. There are going to be some new entries into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You love the game? But you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.
We've reached that point in the show where we announce the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. So let's go ahead and talk about the teams that were in last week, because we do have some changes. All right, so last week from 10 to 1, last week Valdosta was at 10, 9 was Camden, 8 was Coffee, 7 was Toombs, 6 was Tift, 5 Fitzgerald, 4 was Worth, 3 was Pierce, 2 Bullock, and the number one team last week, again, in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Bethesda Blazers. I will go ahead and tell you the teams that fell out. Worth County, out. Fitzgerald, out. Breaking into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Now, we've been doing these rankings for about 10 years. This is only the second time in this school's history that they have cracked the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. The Bradwell Institute Tigers check in at number 10 with a 65-14 drubbing of the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. At number 9, also getting in to the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings with a 38-0 shutout over Harris County, the Lowndes County Vikings at number 9. At number 8, moving up two spots from 10 to 8 with a 56-6 win over Howard, number 8, the Valdosta Wildcats. At number 7, moving up two spots themselves from 9 to 7 with a 42-13 convincing win over the Glen Academy Red Terrors, the Camden County Wildcats at number 7. At number 6, moving up one spot with a 44-6 woodshedding of Vidalia, the Toombs County Bulldogs at number 6. At number 5, also moving up one spot with a 25-22 win over the Effingham Rebels, the Tift County Blue Devils. This marks the highest that Tift has ever been ranked in the few times that they have. This marks the highest they've ever been in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 4, moving up four spots, our biggest jumper of the week with a 27-7 convincing win over the Ware County Gators. At number 4, the Coffee County Trojans. At number 3, holding strong at number 3 with a 47-26 win over Brooks County, the Pierce County Bears at 3. At number 2, staying number 2 with a 48-14 win over Tattnall Square, the Bullock Academy Gators. They'll be tested this week. They got to go to John Millage. And the number 1 team again for the fourth consecutive week now, or is it the third? Third consecutive week. The third consecutive week at number 1 with a 32-28 huge win over Savannah Christian, the Bethesda Blazers, again at number 1. So let's recap. At number 10, we've got the Bradwell Institute Tigers. At number 9, the Lowndes County Vikings. 8, the Valdosta Wildcats. 7, the Camden County Wildcats. 6, Toombs County. 5, Tift County. 4, Coffey. 3, Pierce. The number 2 team, again, for the third consecutive week, the Bullock Academy Gators. And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, 32-28 winners over Savannah Christian, the Bethesda Blazers. That is your Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, Companions for Heroes, thesouthernsportsedition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of Exit 29, I-95, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. That is the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and now we are minutes. Well, I guess it depends on what affiliate you're airing on, but we are very close to week 3 of the GHSA season, week 4 of the GISA season. We're going to preview those games on the other side of the break.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialist. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call. 912-638-4000. 5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earthmine Diamonds or Labmine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For hometown honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
Back to school is here and homecoming is just around the corner. Don't stress. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection of suits, ties, and sports coats to buy or rent. And don't forget, a wonderful selection of merchandise for men and women, including women's UGA mock neck sweatshirts, locally owned and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Lots of big games on the slate here in week three of the GHSA, week four of the GISA. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Golden Isles Collision. All right, so let's just go ahead and get into it. Frederica heads to Valwood. There's a little bit more emphasis on this game. This is always a rivalry game, but remember now, the starting quarterback for Valwood was the starting quarterback for Frederica last year. He transferred to Valwood. So a little bit added to that rivalry. The game's over in Valdosta. I think Valwood's really good. Frederica has been struggling a little bit on offense. Give me Valwood to win the game. Trinity Collegiate at Bethesda. After the win over Savannah Christian, I'm all in on Bethesda. Give me Bethesda to beat Trinity Christian at home. Maybe the game of the week. It's arguable, but they're in the conversation. This game's in the conversation. The Bullock Academy Gators. Perennial powerhouse in the GISA. My opinion, front runner to win the 4A state championship. John Millage Academy, my opinion, the favorite to win the AAA state championship in the GISA. The game's in Milledgeville. John Millage doesn't lose a lot of games at home. John Millage has consistently won these big games. I like Bullock, but I can't pick against John Millage. Give me John Millage to take down Bullock Academy. First Presbyterian Day at Pinewood. Pinewood struggling a little bit. First Presbyterian Day, give me them. Athens Academy at Savannah Country Day. Transition for Savannah Country Day over the GISA hasn't really gone according to plan. Give me Athens Academy. They're really good to go to Savannah, win the football game. Big time rivalry game. Warner Robins at Northside. Northside coming off a loss to Mays. Warner Robins with a one-point win last week. Give me Warner Robins. Technically, the Eagles are at home here, but you know they share the same stadium. So give me Warner Robins to win the football game. Here's another one that's in the category of being game of the week, in the conversation. The Camden County Wildcats are undefeated. They have beaten Brunswick and Glen Academy, right? both of those teams. Brunswick is a really good team. Glen Academy off to a rough start at 0-2. Benedictine has one loss. It was a shocker. They looked good last week. I think this is the best Camden County team that I have seen in the 15 years that I have been affiliated with Bishop Media. Give me Camden to go on the road up to Savannah and beat Benedictine. Cook at Colquitt. Give me Colquitt to win the football game. Lithonia at Lowndes in the Concrete Palace. Give me Lowndes. Jenkins at Richmond Hill. Hey, Richmond Hill, you got our attention. You look good. You just blasted Liberty. You're undefeated. Jenkins is a good football team. The game is at the Hill. Another opportunity for Richmond Hill to prove they're for real. I think they are. I'm picking Richmond Hill to win the football game. Bradwell at Valdosta. Speaking of someone proving something to me, Bradwell, you've looked great. You have exceeded expectations through the first two games of the year. You just came off of a woodshedding of Wayne County, which I think is an improving football team. You guys look good. Can you go to Bazemore Hyder and beat the powerhouse of the Valdosta Wildcats? Can you do that to be taken extremely seriously? I don't pick against Valdosta when they're at home. I'm picking the Wildcats to beat the Tigers. Give me Valdosta. Lambert at Tift County. Tift County, another team off to a good start. They are undefeated on the early season. I think they stay that way at home. Give me Tift over Lambert. New Hampstead and Effingham. New Hampstead has looked better than I thought. Effingham hasn't looked as good as I thought. Effingham's at home. I still believe in Effingham. Give me Effingham to win the game. Savannah Christian at Glen Academy. Between the bricks at Glen County Stadium. Rocky Hidalgo and the Red Terriers, 0-2 start. They really need a W. Savannah Christian's really good. There's a huge part of me that feels like Glen Academy is going to win this football game. The professional in me says Savannah Christian's going to win, but I got a gut. I've got Savannah Christian circled on my sheet. I'm scratching that out, and I'm circling Glen Academy. I'm taking Glen Academy to win the football game at home. South Effingham and Windsor Forest. Both teams have looked better than I thought, especially South Effingham. I think South Effingham goes to Savannah and knocks off Windsor Forest. Zephyr Hills Christian out of Florida. They'll go to Douglas to get woodshedded by coffee. Jones County at Houston. Give me the Bears to win the game. Groves at Beach. Now, we just saw Groves get blasted by Brunswick 63-0. Thus, I'm going to pick Beach at home. I'll take Beach. ECI at Statesboro. ECI coming off the loss to Swainsboro. Statesboro's undefeated. Two really good wins against Southeast Bullock and Burke. Give me Statesboro to win the football game. St. Pius and Calvary Day. I think Calvary Day is really good. I'll take Calvary Day. Jefferson at Peach. I'll take Peach County. Baldwin heads to Dublin. I'll take Dublin at home. Liberty County and Johnson of Savannah. I think Liberty County rebounds. They beat Johnson of Savannah. Screven and Long County. Give me Long County to go on the road and win the game. Southeast Bullock at Burke. I just told you. Now, Burke won last week. They lost last week to Statesboro, but they won the opener. Southeast Bullock is going to them. Give me Burke to win the game. West Lawrence at Dodge. I will take Dodge. Worth at Early County. Give me Worth County. Savannah Early College at Appling. Appling only won 7-0 against New Hampstead last week. I'll take Appling at home. Going to be interesting to see what the Appling County Pirates turn out to be. Brantley at Claxton. Here it is. Here's a game against two teams playing each other where typically whoever is playing them in the past recently, I've considered a quote-unquote get-right game. Maybe not this year. Brantley heads to Claxton. Claxton coming off a big win. So is Brantley. I'm going to take Claxton. I'm circling Claxton at home. That's the only reason why is because the Tigers are at home. Trutland County at Tattnall. Give me Trutland to win the game. Toombs at Swainsboro. Toombs is really good. I think Swainsboro is good, but I don't know if they're on the level of Toombs County. Give me Toombs to go into Swainsboro and win the game. Washington County at East Lawrence. Give me East Lawrence at home. Bacon County at Vidalia. Bacon County goes to Vidalia and wins. Charlton at Berrien. That's a tough game to pick. I'm not going to lie. I'll take Charlton on the road, I think. Irwin at Fitzgerald. I will take Fitzgerald at home. Jeff Davis at Metter. Jeff Davis has shown me something very early on. Remember now, I told you a couple segments ago, they just came off that win where they won in Homerville. So give me Jeff Davis to go to Metter and repeat. Jasper County at Bleckley. Give me Bleckley. Montgomery County at Lanier. Well, Lanier just lost to Brantley, so I'll take Montgomery County. Clinch at Miller County. Clinch goes on the road after that tough loss to Jeff Davis. I'll take Clinch to get the train back on the tracks. Atkinson County at Telfair. Give me Atkinson County. MCA. I picked MCA as a dark horse to make a deep run in the playoffs. They're off to an 0-2 start. They haven't looked good in either game. They're on the road at Georgia Military. I'll take MCA here to get the first dub of the season. Portal at Jenkins County. Another team in Portal that I think I underestimated. They won a football game last week that I didn't think they'd win. They're going to Jenkins County. Jenkins County's pretty good. I'll take Jenkins County. Hawkinsville at Schley. Give me Hawkinsville. Turner County at Tift Area. Tift Area winless in the early season. Give me Turner County to win. And Twiggs at Mount DeSales. Another team that I've underestimated. Twiggs County. Give me Twiggs to win the football game. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes, thesouthernsportsedition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. When you're worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatment for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call 912-644-5300 or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments at OptumOrthopedics.com. Still want to dive into some college football. Still want to talk about Pennix coming back. Is it too soon? We'll discuss that.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High-quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for that perfect golf cart or low-speed vehicle in your budget? Then look no further than Gold Breeze Golf Carts, the Golden Isles exclusive Denago dealer and now carrying Dosh Cart. Fully loaded carts starting at just $99.95. Apple CarPlay, Bluetooth calling, Android audio, full light package, solar charging roofs, and more. Swing on in to Gold Breeze's new location at 1919 Glen Avenue in the Lanier Plaza, across from Aldi on Highway 17. 912-222-9176. Online at goldbreezegolfcarts.com and find them on Facebook and Instagram.
The best sports bar on St. Simon's Island? Live Oak Tavern. And that is not just us saying it. Live Oak Tavern was voted best sports bar on St. Simon's, best burger and best wings by Best of St. Simon's. With 13 TVs, Live Oak Tavern is the best spot on St. Simon's to catch a game whatever season it is. 2463 Demery Road in the shops at Demery on St. Simon's, Monday through Friday lunch specials, musical bingo on Tuesdays, and house trivia on Wednesdays. 912-634-2002 for call-in orders, Live Oak Tavern, your live sports home on St. Simon's.
Looking for a pediatric practice that does it all? Sandbar Pediatrics is here to serve you. Primary care, x-rays, urgent care, physicals, and more. All walk-ins welcome. Whether your child needs a routine checkup or something more serious, our experienced team is here to help. 617 Palisade Drive off exit 29 in Brunswick, right next to Golden Isles Pharmacy. 912-694-1094 for appointments or sandbarpediatrics.com. Sandbar Pediatrics, where your child's health comes first.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, and now joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, glad to be here, Jason.
I tell you what, we all know that Penix tore his ACL, and the Atlanta Falcons recently announced that he has now been cleared, and he will be the week one starter. Dr. Sasser, that's a 10-month turnaround from the time that he tore his ACL in November of last year to now he's going to be under center in September. Talk a little bit about that timeline.
Well, you know, it's funny because we've done this a while, and we've talked about football players with ACL injuries, and I think we even talked about Adrian Peterson and his ACL injury and recovery and how they – let him go back at 6 months, and I think my quote was that he's a freak of nature, but I would not want to be his surgeon watching him on TV after only 6 months of rehab. So 10 months is a more standard timeline. So I kind of feel that at 10 months, there still can be some issues, as we've seen it with baseball players, but at the same time, that there's a good chance that that'll work out for him.
Dr. Sasser, I remember the days that when you tore your ACL, that was a year and a half before you got back on the field. That's how old I am. So now we're talking, you know, this guy's going to be back 10 months, and you're sitting here telling me, yeah, you know, 10 months, and it's pretty standard. Is that normal to where we've gotten now?
Yeah, the new normal, right. And I remember that too. I've done this a while, and so 12 to 18 months was the norm. And I still tell a lot of my athletes that it can take up to 12 months to make sure you get your strength back, that stability in the knee, it's still continuing to heal. At 9 months, you should be within 85% strength of your other knee. And so I know, especially in the NFL, they're going to check all those parameters. And so if you are, you can go back to play, that you can protect your knee is stable. And what we have found is 9 months is kind of now that timeline. 12 months would be better, but definitely not six anymore. If anything, the whole aggressive rehab, be back in 6 months, is not on the board.
Joining us again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, we did a very similar interview on Ronald Acuna, and if you remember, he got cleared to play, but he wasn't quite the same player immediately. It took him another 6-8 months before you really saw him get back to where he was. Michael Penix isn't playing baseball. He's going to be under center playing quarterback in the National Football League. Pass rush, having to move. Talk about all of that stuff coming back
after 10 months from an ACL.
Right. Well, and Acuña is a great example because we even talked about, I think, there was a game, and then we alluded to that game where he was short on a fly ball. Mm-hmm. He was slow around second base. You could just tell he was a step slow. And for someone like you and me, that'd be fine.
Right.
But for him, that burst speed was a problem. And for a quarterback, the question I have for a quarterback is twofold for Penix. One, his ability, like you said, to shuffle out of the pocket, because if not, they're going to know. I mean, he's a sitting duck. And his confidence, your confidence on that leg to have a stable foundation to throw. And then thirdly, remember, this is his third ACL.
Mm-hmm.
he tore twice in college, his ACL twice in college, one on each leg, and now this is his third ACL tear.
Yeah. So as his surgeon, right, you get him back on the field, you kind of know, and probably the Atlanta front office knows, you know, hey, we're going to have some growing pains here. He's probably going to be a step slow in all of, not in all of them, but in a lot of these cases. Ronald Acuña, great example. You injure one, and I know this is his third one. You know, is there a scenario here where you're looking at, man, we certainly hope that he doesn't tear the other one, maybe trying to compensate?
And there's always that issue. I mean, there's always that issue. And that is actually the reason why, especially in young athletes that tear their ACL and they want to get back so fast, it's not as just that we're worried that they might re-tear the new ACL, but they have upwards of 10 to 15% chance that if they don't rehab well enough, they could tear their other side. And that's the same thing. And of course, we know with the NFL trainers, he's getting honestly the best rehab that you can get. But that is always an issue. And by the fact that he's already had his ACL and the other knee repaired once.
Mm-hmm. It's not like he was the most mobile guy before he started tearing these knees anyway. He reminds me a little bit of Byron Leftwich.
Right.
I mean, 100% honest. So you're after a 10-month rehab, you're comfortable with him getting, if you're a surgeon, you're comfortable with him getting back on the field, knowing there's probably going to be, you know, a little bit of time where maybe he's a step slow. How long do you anticipate that before you're like, hey, okay, I feel like you should be 100%. What's that timeline?
Well, and the fact that he'll be at 10 months, I mean, I'd still say by the 11th or 12th month, you know, 6 weeks or so, you should really know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden House Collision, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, that's me, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea. We're going to preview some college football. We are now full bore into the college football season, week one. Here we go.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Mac's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Mac's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
That transmission not up to snuff or just need the whole thing overhauled? Shifters is your trusted source to get your vehicle running the way it should. Off the spur, in the Golden Isles Plaza, Shifters is your transmission specialist. Not just transmissions, but brakes, AC work, and general repair too. For over 25 years, this community has trusted Shifters and all of their work is warranted. 912-289-9496 and shifterstransmissions.com. Shifters, a shift in the right direction. Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I have a correction I have to make. I mentioned earlier that MCA had lost their first two games, which technically they have. However, Long County self-reported themselves for using an ineligible player in the win over MCA. So Long County lost, technically, lost that game by forfeit. MCA wins. So 1-1 for the Buccaneers and the loss to MCA by Long County. So just wanted to, by the way, that win by forfeit is the MCA head coach Bradley Warren's 150th career win. So congratulations to Coach Warren. All right, so now we are going to jump into it. We've got college football to get to. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Companions for Heroes and by Optum Orthopedics. All right, UTEP at number 10, Oklahoma. Give me Oklahoma. We don't have a lot of marquee games. We have a couple. So, you know, not a lot of tough decisions on games here. Number 7, Miami takes the trip cross-country to play Stanford. Give me Miami. Fresno State at 14, USC. All the hullabaloo with USC's attendance last week. Embarrassing. And then they came out and apologized for the low attendance, and then the coaching staff was like, oh no, there were people in the stands, they were just sitting in the shade and it made it look empty. Okay, give me USC to win the football game. Oregon State at 23, Houston, give me Houston. That might be a coin flip. East Carolina at 13, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, give me Alabama. North Texas at number 6, Indiana. Look, I think Indiana's going to win the game, but I think you're going to see a different Indiana team. You might watch them struggle a little bit. Ball State at number 1, Ohio State. Give me the Buckeyes. Tennessee State at number 3, Georgia. Give me Georgia to win the game. I will be at that game. It will be my son's first Georgia game, so we're very excited. Boise State at number 2, Oregon. Give me Oregon to win the game. Texas State at number 5, Texas. An in-state matchup. Texas wins. Furman goes to Knoxville to play number 20, Tennessee. Give me Tennessee. Marshall at 18, Penn State. I think Penn State's much better than 18. I think they'll show it. Give me Penn State. Northern Illinois at 22, Iowa. I'll take Iowa. Missouri State at number 8, Texas A&M. I'll take the Aggies. Abilene Christian at number 12, Texas Tech. I'll take Texas Tech. They're probably the best team in the Big 12, Texas Tech. Western Michigan at 16, Michigan. I'll take the Wolverines in the big house. Clemson at number 11, LSU. Marquee game, despite the fact Clemson's not in the top 25. I will take LSU in Death Valley, their Death Valley. Utah Tech at 14, BYU. Give me BYU. Washington State at 17, Washington. I keep going back and forth. I'll take Washington at home. I'm going to stick with my original pick. Wisconsin at number 4, Notre Dame. They'll play the game at Lambeau Field. I think this game's much closer than what people are thinking it's going to be. Notre Dame wins, but not by a lot. 24, Louisville playing number 9, Ole Miss. The game's in Nashville. Give me Ole Miss for the dub. SMU at Florida State. SMU is ranked 19th in the country. I think Florida State upsets SMU to get their season started off the right way. Give me the Noles at home. In the SEC, Kent State at South Carolina. I will take the Gamecocks. Youngstown State at Kentucky. Give me the Wildcats. Baylor at Auburn, one of the more interesting games in the SEC. I think Auburn's a lot better than they were last year. I will take the Tigers at home on the Plains. Austin Peay at Vanderbilt. Give me Vandy, but close. Louisiana Monroe at Mississippi State. I'll take Mississippi State. Florida Atlantic at Florida. John Summerall gets started. Give me Florida at home. In the ACC, Akron at Wake Forest. Give me Wake. Colorado at Georgia Tech. I'll take Georgia Tech at home. I expect big things from Georgia Tech this season, by the way. Tulane at Duke. Give me Tulane to go on the road and win. VMI at Virginia Tech. I'll take Virginia Tech at home. In Conference USA, FIU at South Florida. I think South Florida's going to have a decent year. Give me the Bulls. In the Sun Belt, NCAT at Georgia State. Georgia State had a dreadful year last year. I think they get things started on the right foot. Give me Georgia State. Coastal Carolina at West Virginia. Give me West Virginia. Maine at Appalachian State. I'll take App State. And Charleston Southern at Georgia Southern. I'll take the Eagles at home in Statesboro. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden House Collision, Companions for Heroes, TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, and by Optum Orthopedics. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. That was a jam-packed show. All right, so here we are, high school football, depending if you're listening on what radio affiliate, should be just mere minutes away. If not, we're pretty close anyway. And then, of course, a full Saturday of college football. Let's go!
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnow's Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.
When you're more worried about your own injuries more than your IR fantasy lineup, Optum Orthopedics in Brunswick is the place to go. Their team of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons are locked in on providing cutting-edge treatments for your bone and joint ailments. If you're on the bench due to a bone or joint problem, visit the home team pros in Brunswick, Jessup, Richmond Hill, Statesboro, and Savannah to get you back in the game. Call or schedule online anytime in seconds to see the earliest available appointments.